This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradasa Naike jointly inaugurated the Maha Umantai railway line in Anuradhapura a short while ago. This railway line has been developed with Indian assistance. The two leaders also launched a signalling system project that on Maho Anuradhapura section. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi reached Anuradhapura in the last leg of his state visit to Sri Lanka. He prayed at the Jaya Sri Mahabodhi temple and sought blessings. Now we go live to our correspondent Alok Ranjan Rai from Anuradhapura on the Prime Minister's visit to Sri Lanka. Alok, can you briefly summarize the significance of this visit for India-Sri Lanka bilateral relations?
Saira, I'm here at the venue in Anuradhapura Railway Junction. And to summarize the visit, I'd like to stress upon a few points. First would be the friendship between the two countries, where we saw Prime Minister Modi being awarded Sri Lanka Mitra Vibhushan, becoming the first Indian to receive it. Then there is the spiritual connection, whether be it today's event at Jai Shri Mahabodhi Temple or the construction of Sita Temple at Novara Elia or the sacred city complex project in Anuradhapura, exposition of Lord Buddha relics from Gujarat to Sri Lanka. Then third important point would be the connectivity point, where in terms of physical connectivity, this railway line is an example in digital connectivity, unique digital identity project of Sri Lanka, in which India is going to help. And in the sector of energy connectivity, we saw the groundbreaking of Sampur solar energy project and agriculture warehouse in Dambula, Trinco Mali energy hub and grid interconnection. Then there is also defense cooperation in the Indian region between the two countries. In terms of economic assistance, India promised 2.4 billion Sri Lankan rupees of multi-sectoral grant assistance for the development of Eastern Province. Then there is also a component of professional training and also some thorny issue were discussed, where it was stressed that a humanitarian approach needs to be adopted.
Right. Thank you so much, Alok, for that update. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the new Pamban Rail Bridge in Tamil Nadu today, connecting Rameshwaram to the mainland on the auspicious occasion of Ram Navami. The rail bridge, which is an architectural marvel, will be the country's first vertical lift sea bridge extending to 2 kilometers. The bridge, built at a cost of 550 crore rupees, carries a deep cultural significance. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a state visit to Portugal and Slovakia from tomorrow until the 10th of this month. She will depart today and will reach Portugal later tonight. During her visit to Portugal, the president will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Portugal's Prime Minister, Luis Montenegro. In Slovakia, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Prime Minister Robert Fico. Ram Navami is being celebrated with religious fervor and enthusiasm in different parts of the country today. The festival marks the birth of Lord Ram, the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. In Ayodhya, devotees from all corners of the world have come to celebrate the birth anniversary of Lord Sri Ram. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Modi have wished all the countrymen on this holy festival. Prime Minister Modi, along with BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, has wished party workers on the 45th foundation day of the Bharatiya Janata Party. In boxing, India's Hitesh Gulia bagged the men's 70-kilogram gold at the World Boxing Cup 2025 in Brazil this morning. Fighting in the red corner, the Indian pugilist defeated Odell Camara of England in the final. Meanwhile, another Indian boxer, Abhinash Ramwal, clinched the silver at the men's 65-kilogram category today. Abhinash lost to Yuri Reis of the host country, 0-5 in the final. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Gujarat Titans in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.